The Audubon Wheelers are looking to fully dive into the outdoor season after seeing a whole lot of potential in last week's Audubon Early Bird Relays. Michelle Wilson earned second in the 3,000-meter dash, finishing with a time of 12 minutes, 21.53 seconds. Jalen Peterson finished second in the high jump at 4 feet 10 inches, and the 4x400-meter relay finishing second, and the distance medley team finishing third. Head coach Laney Christensen is more than excited to get the rest of the season underway.
I was super excited after that meet. I think there's a lot of good things and definitely a lot of potential for the rest of the season. Now it's just kind of getting everyone figured out, getting everyone healthy, figuring out exactly what maybe our races are going to be this year. But I think we've got a lot of potential races for sure.
While it is early in the track season, Audubon features a few girls to watch out for. Freshman Michelle Wilson has already seen dominance in the long-distance events, while Maddie Nielsen, Kaden Spohr, and Michelle Brooks have all shown the potential to rise up to a top spot this year.
You know, it's still definitely early, but Michelle Wilson ran really well on Thursday. She's a freshman, so you never know with freshmen coming in how it's going to go, but she did phenomenal. I've got some girls on some relays that I think, as the season gets going, we really could do well. Maddie Nielsen's been running well. Cade Spohr has been running well. Michelle Brooks is running well for me. A lot of these girls just came in into the season in better shape than I think we started off last year. And I think we've got, a good thing going.
Training has been all about the conditioning so far for the Wheelers, something that they've already been doing for 6 weeks. Audubon has been getting focus on their sprinting mechanics while relying on their prevalent conditioning to get ahead of the competition.
Yeah, you know, we run almost an entire 6 weeks before we ever have a meet. So we really just focus on conditioning, building up our stamina, maybe working on some sprinting mechanics, but conditioning. And now we'll really start to break down those sprinting mechanics and our field event mechanics and all those things.
One thing the head coach Laney Christensen loves about this group of girls is their willingness to work hard and compete. Track and field may not be the most enjoyable sport in the world, but the reward is surely the most enjoyable thing that an athlete can achieve.
I love coaching. It is probably one of my most favorite things. The girls are a lot of fun. They push themselves really hard. Everyone always whines that they don't love track, but they always go out and compete their best. They're a fun group to be around. They're silly, hard workers, and they're always willing to compete.
Looking ahead for Audubon, the Wheelers will be jumping back out to the track this Tuesday at Panorama against local teams ACGC, Coon Rapids Baird, Woodbine, and Mount Air. This will be a good test for Audubon, as Coach Christensen has already shaken up the lineup to challenge the girls and see what her team is made of.
I definitely rearranged our lineup a little bit just to see a couple other races and how we could do. I don't say I have a ton of expectations right now. Beginning of the season, I kind of just used to figure out what we need to do and where and who needs to be where. We can run at practice, but I don't know that we truly see where the girls are really at until we run it in a meet. So I really do some experimenting at the beginning of a season to figure out where we're at.
Audubon will travel to Panorama High School this Tuesday, April 2nd. Followed by a meet on Thursday, April 4th at AHSTW. Both meets will start at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.